back to another exciting episode of Patrick Future. I understand I'm a fabulous full-length film. I don't even know where you find this. Tubi? No, where did I find this?
Well, right now it's on Prime Video and Apple TV for rent or buy.
Thank you. There you go. The solution, you just heard the director, Andrew J. Bullard, writer, director, and actor, which you did not say that at the beginning. So welcome.
Hey, I'm just glad to be here, man. Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, well, thank you for posting in a Facebook group randomly going, who is this guy that wants to talk to me?
Oh, man.
So yeah, let's start at the beginning. I thought this might be based on a true story of some kind, or maybe a story you heard, because it really felt it was coming from the heart at times to me. So help me out there.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. So this film is definitely based on my relationship with my dad.
Okay.
So, you know, we've had a lot of ups and downs and all that good stuff. And, you know, coming off of my last film, I was, you know, brainstorming on different ideas, and the father-son thing would come up, but I was kind of thinking of it as being like a subplot or something like that. But it just kind of just kept coming up to the point I was like, okay, I just got to tackle this head on. So that's when I came up with the solution.
So let's start at the beginning. Does your dad seen the film?
Yes, he has. And, you know, that was one of the questions I kept getting when we were like in post-production, like late in post-production, like, hey, has your dad seen the film? I was like, nah, he ain't going to see it until the premiere.
Let's back this up. You had a premiere.
Yeah.
Somewhere. I mean, I presume your hometown or someplace your dad could make it to. How many people came? Who'd you invite? And what do you think?
Man, I invited everybody I could think of. I was, wearing people out on TikTok, Instagram, anything you could think of. But we had about 225, 250
awesome.
People.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We did it locally at, I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee, but we did the premiere in Ringgold at the Colonnade, Ringgold, Georgia. It's about 20 minutes away.
Oh, but, that's not bad.
Yeah, we had a great turnout, and a lot of family was there, my dad included. And I even got him to do a cameo in the movie as well, even though, you know, he donated too. Even though it's funny, when he did the cameo, he was like, "Now, son, I didn't really want to be in the movie. I just wanted to help you make the movie." But, you know, so, but that was fun as well.
Hold on. I can't let that go. Does your dad play the cleaner's friend, the guy that comes into the cleaners?
Not that one. He's the other friend that comes in the montage. Like in the montage, he's the second guy that comes into the dry cleaners.
Okay, we have to ask. I can't just let that go.
Yeah.
So what did he think?
Man, he loved it. And it was kind of crazy because my sister was in town from Detroit. And, you know, she's kind of had some ups and downs with him as well. But like the next morning, because she was staying over there, he was crying and everything, and, you know, kind of made some breakthroughs with their relationship and stuff. And, you know, I mean, but he's really enjoyed the film. You know, he's supported me with my last two projects, but, you know, I think he really enjoys this one. I don't know how much he'll rewatch this one because it's close to home, but, you know, he really enjoyed it though.
Wow, that's a lot out of your dad. So did it help? Now I got to ask, did it help your relationship with your dad after the film?
I feel like it did. You know, we just hung out this past weekend and stuff. And, you know, he was just talking about how the movie kind of made him reflect on certain things in our relationship and stuff. So, you know, I think it's been good in that way of just kind of just being open about things. And then, you know, and then even with like other family members and stuff and people that came to the premiere, a lot of people have said that they were, you know, able to relate to it. And, you know, they, I had this guy that said, man, my dad owned a family business and, you know, we had a rough relationship. I'm going to be there. And he was like in Florida. And so he came up. So it's been kind of crazy how this movie has kind of resonated with people.
I love it. That's awesome. So I just to make sure, your dad did not own the dry cleaners then. That was all made up for the film?
That was made up for the film. Now, my dad's a pastor, so it really was a metaphor for the church. So, okay. You know, to me, it was and also growing up, my dad was always about cleaning. So I thought something with that involved cleaning would be fun to kind of include in the film.
I will say your film is dairy, just so people know, there are religious tones in it at times. It's brought up. I wouldn't say you lay it on thick. I think it's just who you are and the way you write. And I
Yeah.
think that comes through. And I mean, if people don't know you, like I didn't know you, I'm like, yeah, this man is definitely religious of some kind. If you're
Yeah.
not, you impressed me that I had no idea, but that's fine. It comes through in your work. And I would say, I don't know if you get this a lot from people, that it works. Like I find you seem very sincere when you're talking your character.
And that's one of the things too, even like with the faith element, that I want it to be authentic. I feel like movies that fall into the faith-based or Christian category sometimes just kind of come off cheesy, or it just seems like they're trying too hard. And it's like, if it's in you, then it should be in you. So like, why are we having trying to do the most?
So your dad, did he bring his delegation with him to see it?
Like the church, or
Yeah, because I mean he's in it, and I mean it is religious based. I mean I don't think it's anything offensive to anyone in your film.
no, there was a lot of the church members there. So there was definitely quite a few of them there at the premiere, and some of them supported as well. We did a for the crowdfunding, we did a GoFundMe, and a lot of them donated and stuff like that. So yeah.
How do you feel about doing GoFundMe? I mean, obviously you need to, being an independent filmmaker, I understand that. But do you find you have to go the same well all the time, or are you just hoping new people would join in occasionally?
Well, it's kind of gotten better each time. Like the first film I did, I barely got any money, but I didn't want that much money when I did my first short film. I think I asked for like $1,500, and then I've just kind of increased. I think my last film before this one, I asked for like $7,500, but I got like 2,500, and this time I asked for 25 grand. I think I got about 7 grand. So
That's not
but it's.
bad.
It's not bad. And I think every time when you kind of prove people like, oh, okay, he can get a film across the finish line, he can do a premiere, it's out, it's a good film, quality film, then people feel more comfortable with investing. So, I think it's worked. It's a lot of work though, with just pushing it and reaching out to people and following up with people and everything. But it works. I kind of like it, versus I've had some filmmaker friends that tell me they go the route of trying to get like investors and stuff, and they say, hey, it might work to an extent, but then people want to, hey, okay, I want this in the film, I want it to go this
Yeah.
way. So I don't know if I like the idea of that yet. So
Okay, so you're a writer, director, and actor. That's a lot of hats. I mean, obviously, writer first because you have to write your script. So,
yeah.
as being the writer and you're on set and you're doing things, how often do you change your dialogue?
Oh, all the time. Well, in this film, a lot. Well, I do a lot of improv all the time, but this one, I feel like there was a lot of moments where stuff just kind of felt natural. And the guy Derek D, who played the dad in the film, he was really good at improv as well, so he was really easy to work off of. So yeah, there was definitely like, especially like that argument, the long argument scene. There was a lot of lines in there that was like, yeah, that's not in the script. That just kind of came in the moment there.
I do have to ask, does you or Derek D like chili dogs, or is this something you just put out there?
The funny thing is, he might not want me to mention it, but I found out like he does not really eat meat. He only eats fish. And
That's
then
fine.
he always tells me this hilarious story where he was on this film set, and then everybody found out because they had some chicken, and then they were like, you don't eat meat. And then it's made it a big deal. So he was like, nah, but nah, he played it well. What I mean, it's now I do like a good chili dog every now and then. I'm trying to be delivered, but but my dad definitely in real life loves a good hot dog, so I had to put that in there.
So when you were catering your on-set meals, obviously you would have to have that in mind that he doesn't eat meat. Did you go vegan or did you have more salad or beyond meat or something like that?
Well, just we tried to accommodate him as best as we could. Everywhere we got food, we tried to get something a little different from him. It was rough though, because I try to stay away from pizza as much as I can, because I know with crews
Yeah.
we get tired of it. But I had to throw it in there a couple of days. I
Of course
remember
you do.
One day with the pizza, I think he was getting some acid reflux. And I was like, yeah, he ain't used to eating this stuff. But, oh man, but it was hilarious. The last day, I think we got pizza, but he was like, nah, I want to get a special kind. I forgot what he wanted on there, but it was like, hey, it's the last day, whatever you want, man.
That's funny. Okay, so then do you put yourself as a director first or as an actor first? Which one is more important to you? I mean, obviously they're both important. You're doing the scene and you're shooting the scene. So, I mean, you obviously would have to have a DP of some kind because you're
Yes,
not shooting at the same time.
man, we had a twin brothers that were DPs this time, and they were great, Ben and Nathan, and man, they were awesome. And then my wife, she really helps to control the set, like as the first AD slash producer. So she really helps to kind of fill in for me to do the things that I don't have to do. So like the first day this time around, I kind of tried to just focus mainly on directing and try to kind of set the tone. But after that, I was like kind of looking at my wife, was like, you got this. Like, I'm gonna
That's
come
great
in.
to hear. I like it.
Yeah. So you know what I mean? Everybody, but it seemed like too, everybody they like her better than me. So like they'd come ask her, hey, can we do this? You know what I mean? So it
So,
works though.
oh, you're coming as an actor now, and I mean, you've written the script, you know what you're going, you know what tension you're looking at, but you have to play off people. So, how do you find that? Because you can't really be a director and an actor simultaneously, I would argue, because they have to know trust you. And if you're saying, hey, I'm the director, you got to listen to me, you're like, that doesn't work for a scene. So how do you balance all that?
Well, definitely, I think the whole casting process is very important. And, I think after that, I do a lot of table reads, and, to the point, it's a lot. So, because to me, I feel like I can direct there and kind of let the actors know this is what I want. Okay, you got it. This is, so then once we get on set, I'm rarely having to kind of redirect you. So it's kind of like we're comfortable with each other. Even if we've never met each other in person, it feels like we know each other and we can just kind of just flow. So, I definitely focus a lot on those reads slash, kind of like rehearsals.
Since you brought up casting, I do want to discuss. You have two beautiful looking actors on this film, and I say just stunning. Like, I was like, wow, like, just blew me away that these people aren't doing nothing personal, bigger things just by their look. So, where did you find these beautiful people?
Well, I used backstage.com for casting this time around. I also used faith-based casting. I think I got a couple of people from there as well. But yeah, we were, we had a great cast. And then Shanelle Gaskin-Kerr, she's out of Atlanta. She was awesome, who played Vanessa. And I mean, she man, she's the most humble person. You just would never believe it, like how humble she is and how easy she was to work with. Like, but we had a great cast all the way around. Everybody was just ready to work and ready to go. So it was a real thing. When it's like that, it's just everything's just fun. So it's like, it's not like pulling teeth. It's just like, hey, we're just here. We're just making a movie.
So I do want to know, you have water. You have this beautiful shot of water at the beginning of the film. What is that body of water?
Well, a lot of those shots were, with Chattanooga, Tennessee, we got a lot of water. So, and then I even got like with the date scene, it's like on the river and everything. So I kind of wanted to showcase a little bit of that. Even I feel like I've done it in every film so almost so far. Well, except the first one. But Chattanooga, they made our city like where it's like a national park. So, it's a beautiful area. I feel like a lot of people don't know about. But I'm not the biggest when it comes to like hiking and things of that nature. But if you love to do that, you got to come to Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Well, on my way, that's I do love that kind. I love walking, so I mean, I just like city walking. I could walk through the. It wouldn't bug me. So you have a hospital location, and I presume this is a real hospital.
Well, and now see, that's a good question because my last film, Access Control, it was a buddy cop film, and the main setting is a hospital. And when I told my wife I wanted to do the idea, it was because it was like probably end of 2020, so COVID was still going on, and she was like, "Okay, sounds like a good idea, but you want to do a movie in a hospital during COVID? Are you crazy?" So,
No,
you know,
true.
I was like, yeah, good point, you know. So I was reaching out to locations locally, and even we even had this one hospital that's like 70% of it's not being used, but they were still like, no. But there was Chattanooga State. Their nursing building, just when I got a tour of it, I was like, whoa, this really just looks like a hospital. And so, you know, it worked out perfect for that film. So we used it again this time around. So it's not a hospital. It's just a nursing building on the campus, but it has that look though, for sure.
Hold on, I want to. So there's, it's to train nurses, so there's no patients there.
So just to train, yeah. But you know, they have a lot of the real equipment there and everything. It's I think they have a connection with one of the local hospitals, Erlanger. But yeah, it's just, you know, on the college campus, but it really has that look.
It does look like, I thought for sure you could have told me. And I was, yep, I agree with you. It looks, I mean, obviously, your film at times, I know it's budgetary constraints. You'll have a shot with your nurses just walking by herself and beside empty beds. I realize there's nothing you can do with an indie film. There should be bodies in them, but there's nothing you can do about that.
You gotta do what you can. Then it's always funny where, you know, when it comes to getting the extras, like everybody wants to be a movie until it's time to be in a movie. So, you know, you're supposed to have 20, but 10 show up, you know.
I've heard that a lot. Now, I have a question. Did you want to focus a lot? Like, you do a lot of long shots with Vanessa. And I do very long. Like, you, I don't know if you want me to think, or am I supposed to internalize, or I'm just waiting. And what were you looking for in that? I mean, I know how I felt, but I want to know how you, what you want me to feel.
Well, I feel like with Vanessa, I was really wanting to do things that were going to insinuate how she was kind of the bridge between the dad and the
Okay,
son.
so I took it the
So,
right way.
yeah, so yeah, so anything I felt like that was going to kind of bring that out, I was going for it. And
Perfect.
kind of like being the angel, for a sense, for lack of better words, in the film. But yeah.
So the apartment,
Yeah.
it is tight. Where are you shooting?
I'm
Like,
shooting right here in this apartment. You gotta use the cheapest location. So yeah, I use my place.
Okay, is that like a tiny room? It looked really tiny for that shot for all those people.
It's definitely a tight 2-bedroom apartment here. So I think it kind of worked though to me to kind of show, like, because I was wanting to kind of illustrate too, like with the script. Of like the situation of like coming back home of like, oh man, you know, like when you gotta kind of have a situation where you're staying with family, and even if you haven't seen each other for a while, it's like, oh man, I feel like I'm all on top of you. You feel like you're all
Yes,
on top
you
of
got
me. Like,
that.
oh my goodness, you know.
And you have the lead actor in that scene with the brown hair on top. I think it's brown. I may have had the wrong color. I love her hair. That was just kind of funky. I kind of like how you had everybody looking different, so I didn't have to guess who was who.
Who's who? Yeah, and then see, sometimes that brings me to like with casting sometimes, like, 'cause I remember with one film there was an audition we had that was really really good, but he looked like another actor that was in the film, and I was just like, that's gonna confuse people. And I've watched movies like that before where it's just like, wait, is that the other guy? Wait, no. So that can be really distracting in itself. So I was like, yeah, I like to stay away from that as much as possible.
Okay, the dry cleaners.
Yeah, that location, that man, that getting that location was a miracle. Like I tried to call every or even go to like every dry cleaners that was local, and they were all looking at me like, you were trying to do a movie here in Chattanooga, you know. But one of the actors in the film, he actually had a good relationship with the owner of the dry cleaners. It was in Lafayette, Georgia, so about 40 minutes away. Indian guy named Haran, and he had done a Bollywood film years and years ago, so he was really excited about it. He'd be calling me, Andrew, where's the script? Where are the actors? I'm ready. So it was a whole lot of fun. He was on set the whole time, and he did a cameo too at the dry cleaners. He was like the first customer.
Yeah, see, he talks to you and says, "Oh, you're back," or something. He has a comment for why he sees you.
Yeah, well, no, he's the guy. He's in the that montage, but he's kind
Oh.
of giving me a look like this guy doesn't know what he's doing. So,
So, I wonder who made the pecan pie or isn't a pecan pie.
that was one of the things too. I can't remember if we, because when we kept talking, me and my wife kept talking about that, like, are we gonna buy a pie? And I can't remember if we. I feel like we probably just filled that up with something. I don't even think we had a pie. I
Fair
remember.
enough.
But you know, I always pecan pie. I love it, even though I don't like the pecans. It don't ask; it doesn't make sense. But
Don't say.
I just like pie. You know what I mean?
I get that, but a pecan pie is the whole pie.
Don't know why, but I just like to take the pecans off and then just get right to it. But you know, I guess that's not really getting to it because it's not the
So
pecans.
you just want the filling, is what you're trying to tell me.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Oh my God, that makes me laugh so hard. Do you feel okay? So now I'm going to go totally off topic here. If you had a butter tart then, or is it totally a Canadian thing? You don't know what I'm talking about.
I have no clue.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let, if you ever come to Canada,
I'd love to.
have a butter tart.
Butter tart. Okay.
They're basically a pecan pie without the
Without
pecans. Yes. It's the
the
closest you're going to get. Now, people are like, it's not the same. I realize Canadians, it's not the same thing. But I understand what you're looking for. That was what I suggest. Oh, yeah, butter tarts are very Canadian. So I was like, maybe he's never had one.
Okay, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, they're very sweet, like super sweet.
And I have a problem with the sweets, so that
Sorry,
this sounds
you're
good.
making me totally off topic. When we get to the end of the film, I find that everything comes nicely together, and I'm sure you were going for that. So, did you want it to feel like a family film? Like I'll even go as far as like an ABC after school special.
I did want to feel like, as much as I wanted the drama to be there, whereas like, ooh, some of those moments, I did want to feel like a family film. To not spoil it, at first in the script, the ending wasn't going to be so, I guess it wasn't going to be so such a happy ending.
I can
But
accept
then,
that.
yeah, but then my cousin, who I let look at the script, she's really meticulous, and then my wife, they were like, they weren't really feeling that. And the reasons that they gave, once I talked to them more in depth, it made a lot of sense. So I was like, you know what, I kind of see what you're saying. So I kind of opted to go another route with that. So, and I'm kind of glad I did, you know.
How do you feel as a writer? I mean, you've worked on the script for, let's say, a year for the sake of my argument. Maybe it's 6 months, maybe it's a month. I don't care. You get to the end, you're happy. And you're basically giving your baby away. Go, here, can you read this? And somebody's coming back to you and saying, I don't like the ending. And I mean, they're convincing you of changing it.
Yeah, I guess to me, like when you, well, a lot of times with that rough draft, it's just like trying to get through. So it's like, you know, a lot of it is not good.
Okay.
But you know what I mean? But there are some moments where, you know, because I let certain people look at the script, and there are, and I know I let them look at it because I know that there's going to be things they're going to challenge me on. But sometimes there's things where I'm like, dang, like I'll get mad about it. I have to walk around. I was like, man, I really didn't like that, or you know, and
Right.
just having to think it through. And you know, there's some things that, like, there's a one joke in there that I had that my wife despised. It's like where I'm talking about the dry cleaners and what I would call it. And I say something with the initials DC, and then Vanessa is like, DC standing for dry cleaners? How original. And I'm like, nah, stands for day clean. When you get your clothes back from us, day clean. My wife thought it was the most corniest joke. She's like, no, take that out. But at the premiere, though, it got a good response. And I looked at her, I was like, see, I told you. So,
That's good.
you
That's
know,
good.
sometimes you have to stick to your guns, but you know, it's good to kind of bounce off people, though.
Okay, music. How did you decide on what music to use?
Well, with the soundtrack, I made the entire soundtrack, and that's kind of how I got started
Hold on.
into doing film.
Yourself?
I made all the songs. I didn't produce them, like make the beats, but I did, you know, that's me rapping, and I wrote
Oh,
all the
wow.
songs. So, yeah, that's kind of how I got into it with, like, you know, I just started doing music and had the idea of doing like a soundtrack to a short film. So now the score, I had one of my producers, Berto Garcia, and then the guy that mixes on my songs, Joshua Jackson, they both did the score. And I had kind of like arranged it, but like I think they did a good job of kind of giving me stuff that felt warm or kind of soulful, but then like kind of that dramatic stuff when I needed to have it. And so I had a lot of fun arranging the score with the music that they made. But yeah, I made the soundtrack though.
When do you have time to do all this? You're editing, directing, writing, making music.
Well, we had a good editor, so all I had to do was just look at the edits. Man, that our editor, Eric's, man, he was a beast. He was a real, like the first draft, I was like, this is the rough draft. But with the music, I usually do the music, the majority of it, probably like 80% of it before we even shoot the
Okay.
film. So, and sometimes even some of the songs I will make will influence like a scene. So like that the song Come Together that's in the big montage kind of in the middle of the movie, like that song kind of came early in the whole process, and I was like, okay, I know where I want this song to be to kind of show that progression of that father-son relationship. So and then like the end credit song, like that was a real fun one to make. And that one, like I had another song on the soundtrack that was supposed to be the end credit song, but that one kind of came like late, and I was like, no, this is even better. So but yeah, I really like to kind of hit home the messages of the film even harder with the music. So, and I feel like sometimes in movies, like, because I know with budget, there's so many things to spend money on. Like music is like the kind of like an afterthought sometimes. They're like, okay, where can we get some free music? So,
Especially with independents, I do like to promote the music.
yeah.
I think it's important. Okay, before we let you go, I have three questions left, and then a few
No,
other
okay.
things after that. Your favorite film?
Oh Lord, have mercy, man! You start hard, don't you?
Well, your first time on the show, I need to get a feel for you.
Oh my
If
goodness!
you throw me Mary Poppins, I'm going to give you a weird look. I'll give you that ahead of
Like
time.
as a kid, it was always Karate Kid 2. Now I don't know, man. I'll just go with Rocky. That's a
There's
safe
nothing
pick.
wrong with Rocky. Karate
Yeah.
Kid 2, I love the choice.
Yeah,
I
that was
totally
one
will
of my
give you Karate
favorite
Kid
ones.
2.
Yeah.
One place I should visit in Tennessee.
I say where I went to high school, Ooltewah area. It's right outside of Chattanooga. A lot of beautiful areas for you to walk,
Okay,
get some
cool.
good food, just relax. Yeah.
That's. Since we discussed butter tarts, which you've never have, so I will have to rectify that somehow. What is your favorite dessert?
That's another hard question. I went to sweet potato pie because like my favorite one for like Thanksgiving and Christmas. I do like chess pie too. It's a or but what some people call it buttermilk pie. It's like a really close
I've
second there.
never even heard of this.
Oh man, it's just a bunch of sugar and eggs really, but it's really good though. But I think other than that, like lately it's the cookies that be giving me a hard time. So but we can go on talking about desserts here. You asked the wrong question there.
No, I love it. I need to
Oh
get it. So you were going cookies, like chocolate chip cookies, like what are we going with? What kind of cookies?
awesome, cookies and cream, and I'm so mad that they shut down Dirty Dough. And I think it happened right around the end of production too, but I guess that was God. But you know what I mean? I love some good cookies and cream. Whew, that tempted me right now.
I love it. I'm sorry. Tell everybody where they can find your films.
Oh yeah, so well with the solution first, you can definitely find it on Prime Video and Apple TV for renter to buy. My last film, Access Control, you can also get on Prime for renter to buy. It's on Tubi for free. I like free. It's on Plex for free. Roku for free. And then my short film Ain't Got All Right, you can also get it on Prime for renter to buy, and it's on Plex for free as well.
Thanks for your time and have a great evening.
Hey, thank you so much for the opportunity. Really appreciate it.